Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 18, Socialism and Man's Will to Rise. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode takes a sharp turn into politics and philosophy. Earl begins by laying out his views on socialism. And as you might guess, he's not a fan. His critique is not casual or abstract. It's rooted in how systems shape human behavior, responsibility, and ambition. Earl gives two primary reasons for his opposition to socialism. The first is about leadership and incentives. In a socialist system, Earl argues, the people who rise to power are often not the most capable, creative, or driven members of society. This happens, he suggests, because socialism reverses the proper order and the proper relationship between people and government. Instead of government existing to serve the people, people exist to serve the government. Ambition shifts away from creating value and toward acquiring authority. The second reason is about individual drive and freedom. In its effort to make outcomes equal, socialism can suppress the very differences in effort, talent, risk-taking that lead to progress. When rewards are disconnected from initiative, motivation erodes. To illustrate this, Earl tells a story from post-World War II England. And this was during a period of socialist governance in the UK. A woman wanted to start a small business selling marmalade. To differentiate her product from the large producers, she planned to make a tart marmalade using less sugar. But the sugar content was regulated by the government. She wasn't allowed to vary the recipe. Unable to compete with the large manufacturers under those constraints, she was forced out of business. Earl's point isn't about marmalade. It's about innovation. When rules eliminate choice and experimentation, small creators are crushed, and only large established players can survive. Earl then turns his attention to the American welfare state. He argues that when people pay taxes and later receive benefits, these benefits are often misperceived as free money, but nothing is free. It is redistributed money, often borrowed. Earl notes that despite spending enormous sums on welfare programs, the number of people living in poverty has remained stubbornly similar over time. And when government spending exceeds tax revenue, the solution is often to borrow and spend more. When Earl recorded this episode, the U.S. national debt was nearing $300 billion. Today, that figure exceeds $35 trillion, a scale that would have been almost unimaginable at that time. But Earl doesn't end on policy. He refocuses on the individual. He quotes William Ellery Channing, who said, "Difficulties are meant to rouse, not discourage. The human spirit is to grow strong by conflict." This idea anchors the episode. Earl believes deeply in man's will to rise by his own consent. What happens to us and what becomes of us is shaped largely by what we agree to accept. He then challenges a common assumption about poverty and ignorance. People often say that individuals are ignorant because they are poor. Earl flips that claim. People remain poor because they are ignorant. It's not meant as an insult, but as a call to action. Ignorance is not a permanent condition. Education is available. Knowledge can be acquired, and once acquired, it creates options and leverage and freedom. So episode 18 leaves me with these reminders. Systems matter, but individuals matter more. Difficulty is not a curse, it is a test. Progress requires freedom, responsibility, and effort, and the will to rise begins with consent. Our own. If you wish to be more than you are, learn what you need to know and act on it. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.